This is Morning Edition on KAZU. I'm Krista Almanzon. The southern Monterey County town of King City is still recovering a year after more than a third of its police force was arrested. The crimes included a long-running car theft scheme that targeted low-income Latino residents. So far, four out of six officers have pled guilty. Reporter Julie Reynolds recently went back to King City to see where the relationship stands between police and the community.
King City is literally a one-stoplight town. Surrounded by farmland in southern Monterey County, almost 90% of its 13,000 residents are Latino, many of them farm workers. El Sinaloense on Broadway Street is more than just a restaurant. It's a meeting place for the town's residents, a place to share news and opinions. And no one here is more opinionated than the owner, Veronica Villa. She speaks her mind at city council meetings. She's even thought of running for office.
I've lived here for 25 years. I used to be able to walk home from the dances at 1 in the morning. Now it feels to us like the police here can't control crime.
In King City, the whole concept of public safety got turned on its head early last year when two former police chiefs and four officers, more than a third of the force, were arrested. The crimes ranged from threatening a resident's life to a vast car theft scheme that prosecutors say targeted the town's low-income Latinos. A year later, relations between police and residents are still complicated. Here's Interim Chief Tony Solicito.
We're putting behind February 25th, 2014. I know it takes a while for stigmas to fade away, but the King City Police Department doesn't always want to be identified with arrests made a year ago.
Residents say they're relieved the confiscation of their cars has stopped. But nearly all the Latino residents I interviewed told me of a new problem, ticketing. They say police are ticketing drivers much more than they used to, and even waiting outside schools and citing parents when they drop their kids off in the morning. This man asked not to be named because he says police noticed when he spoke out in the media last year. He says a police car followed him for more than a mile before pulling him over. He says the officer wouldn't tell him why. And after seeing that his license, registration, and insurance were in order, the cop told him, "You ran a stop sign back there." The man insists he did not. According to police data, the number of tickets has more than doubled in a year. In 2013, there were 176 traffic citations, and in 2014, the number jumped to 378. This year isn't far behind, with 80 as of March 30th. Chief Solicito notes that's around a ticket a day, which he says is reasonable. He says no one has complained about being wrongfully cited, and says the increase might be because the city has hired younger officers who are eager to show they can do the job.
I have talked to the officers about making sure that when they're pulling people over that they obviously have a reason, but to explain that fully to the person why they're being pulled over.
City Councilman Mike Labar defends the police.
We do trust our law enforcement because they've been under such scrutiny, I would be hard-pressed to see them making mistakes, quite honestly.
But if the community wants change, it could be coming. At a recent press conference outside City Hall, Assemblyman Luis Alejo was among the Latino leaders who announced they want the town to change from at-large elections to district elections. It's a tactic that's helped get more Latino representation in other cities like Salinas and Watsonville. Veronica Villa of El Sinaloense Restaurant is part of that effort. And she says if Latinos don't get involved, they only have themselves to blame.
Because we haven't decided to say enough, or we say enough and we don't take action.
For KAZU News, I'm Julie Reynolds.